Riviera Radio. Business.
Where the hell have you been?
I could say the same to you. I mean, you took a ridiculously long break. Absolutely ludicrous. I was standing by the machine, ready to go, ready to inform the south of France about crucial developments around the pandemic and financial markets, and you disappeared off into the wind once again. Lucky I've been here monitoring markets so we can get everyone back up to speed.
The only machine you've been standing near is your calculator, working how much money you've got.
Hardly. I wish that was it. That wouldn't take very long, believe
someone's
me.
Someone's had a good year, honestly.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Boom time, isn't it?
I wouldn't say that by any fashion, by any means at all.
So when's Uncle Barclay going to drag you back into the office then?
So I think we'll start to think about going, I guess, back into the office from around June or so. I think it'll be a sort of staggered approach to see how it all plays out. And then we'll try and work out what the new working pattern looks like many banks. But they're still working out exactly how that's going to play out.
You're very good at a staggered approach, aren't you?
Staggering round.
Yeah. All right, so, well, it has been quite some time, so fill us in. I mean, the picture we're getting really is that the Americans are powering ahead, but Europe's still in the doldrums, in fact, a double-dip recession.
Yeah, I think that's right. We saw data last week, GDP figures highlighted the importance of arresting the coronavirus on economic performance. So in Europe, as you alluded to, elevated coronavirus cases, sluggish vaccination program, which resulted in governments being forced to maintain restrictions, which has continued to weigh on household consumption, created bottlenecks in supply chains, which has disrupted the manufacturing sector. So the Eurozone, as you said, fell into a double-dip recession in the first quarter. Output shrank by 0.6% in Q1, following a contraction of 0.7% at the end of last year. Very different picture now emerging from the United States. Progress on vaccinations, strong policy support has led to a strengthening of economic activity and employment. US economy has expanded now for three straight quarters. Q1 growth, to remind you, came in at a robust 6.4%. Primarily driven by personal consumption, where expenditure grew at an annualized rate of 10.7%. That's the second strongest expansion that we've seen since the early 1960s. And we expect the US economy to continue to outperform during the course of this year. European growth, I think, will gather some momentum in the third quarter, but for the full year growth forecast coming a relatively lackluster rate of 4.1%. Compare that to the United States, where growth is now projected at 7.1%.
Yeah, there are some elements on Wall Street that don't like the direction that Mr. Biden is going in, with an increase in corporation tax and more taxes on the wealthy.
So a significant change in terms of the way in which government interacts with society and the economy. So we're talking about a massive ramping up, of course, of government spending, huge fiscal support, but alongside that there will be a tax bill to pay for it. So the idea that government will be encroaching in a much more fundamental way in terms of the way in which society operates is a key element that we're starting to see from the Biden administration. But if you look at markets, they certainly seem pleased with the level of support that the government has been offering the economy and helping to fuel the recovery.
You see, a lot of people have been writing to us every day saying, where's Henk Potts? In fact, one or two people have actually said they've had to go into therapy because they can't do without you.
Yeah, that makes sense to me.
Now you're back, the other half are going into therapy.
I'm a much valued figure in the south of France region.
So what did you do when you were away? Did you, do you up your flats or get some nice curtains, go to John Lewis or...?
I was doing up my mum's house, actually, which was a bit of a chore, quite frankly, and revolving around a lot of work. It had to be done. Other than that, wasn't a great deal to do, to be honest. Weather was absolutely miserable. Pubs reopened and so forth. But as you know, I'm not much of a drinker. But I did venture out a couple of times to try and eat out to help out the economy a little bit.
So did your mum like that second-hand John Lewis furniture that you got?
from Theresa May's old stock. She was very pleased.
Now, I think the question that everybody wants answered is, will Boris Johnson still be Prime Minister at Christmas?
Same old question you've been posing for some time. Seems to be doing all right. Seems to have managed to move on a little bit from this recent raft of negative headlines. So lots of inquiries resulting as a result of some of the melees that's been taking place, but no fundamental harm. Big week, of course. We'll start to see what happens in terms of the electorate. A range of different elections taking place during the course of this week. Watch out for the Hartlepool by-election. That will certainly be seen as important in terms of Labour's prospects. And, of course, the prospects of the union with the Scottish elections as well.
The monkey hangers.
Excuse me?
The monkey hangers.
What is the Monkey Hangers?
That's the nickname for Hartlepool United Football Club.
Oh, OK, I didn't know that.
During the
Peter
Napoleon...
Mandelson, of course. Wasn't he MP for
Oh, I'm not sure Hartley about Ball. That. But I know that during the Napoleonic Wars, they captured a monkey and hung it in Hartlepool, hence the name.
Oh, OK.
The Monkey Hangers. Two things to say about that inquiry, with these inquiries about Boris Johnson. Two of them, he will decide if he's guilty or not himself. So he'll be able to sort of punish himself if he is guilty and say, you're a very naughty boy, Boris, don't do it again. The other inquiry is perhaps a bit more problematic because it's an electoral commission, and also the parliamentary standards bodies have it looking at it. So he's not out of the woods yet.
Not out of the woods yet, but we'll wait to see how it plays out. Markets are sort of moving beyond that, has to be said.
And meanwhile, the housing market in the UK is powering ahead. In fact, as some analysts have said, it's boiling and it could be ripe for a bit of a crash.
Well, UK house prices surged at the strongest pace since 2004 in April. This is according to data from the Nationwide that showed prices jumped 2.1% last month. They're up 7.1% from a year ago. Prices being supported, of course, by the extension to the stamp duty tax holiday, new mortgage guarantee scheme, changes in work patterns, people moving from cities, finding more space, bigger houses, historically low interest rates, and higher savings levels have also helped people with deposits. I think long-term, UK housing market should be supported by ongoing supply and demand imbalance. However, could be vulnerable, I suppose, to higher unemployment rates and eventually higher interest rates, although that, of course, is some time off.
Been out for a curry yet?
Haven't been out for a curry, it has to be said. I would like to go out for a curry. That would be a nice idea.
Well, you move in high circles, so just get yourself invited round to number 11 Downing Street, because I believe it looks like the inside of the Taj Mahal and Cobham High Street now.
Are you not a fan of gold wallpaper?
Well, I like it, but in an Indian restaurant, I'm not quite sure I want to live with it 24/7, you know.
Okay.
That's part of the fun of an Indian restaurant, isn't it? The atmosphere, the music, the hot towels.
Yes, I'm not a fan of the hot towels. Do you
Why
like
not?
That?
You've got to have a hot towel.
Don't know about that. Not sure where it's come from.
Okay. Well, it's been sterilised, you fool, beforehand, so it doesn't matter where it's come. Where do you think it comes from?
I don't know. Go on. Move on.
The black hole of Calcutta, maybe?
I'm focusing on the poppadoms.
Oh, no, poppadoms are overrated.
Peshwari naan, that would be nice.
Cheese naan, please. The thing with poppadoms is like that nice crack, and then they just taste like sort of vaguely salty crisps.
You've got to give it with a karate chop, haven't you? You've got to go with a karate chop to get it going.
Right
across the whole plate.
Foreign exchanges, pound's not doing too bad at the moment.
Pound against dollar 138.5, euro dollar coming in 120. Can you get 1 euro 15 cents for your British pound this morning?
Not quite sure exactly how much business we did in that bulletin, but no doubt we'll get down to business later in the week.
You could have said that for the last 2 decades. Nice to be back.
Yes, lovely to have you back. Talk to you tomorrow. Hank Poston Barclay.